From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now, a Wikipedia whodunit. John McCain picked Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate today, but earlier this morning, just 15 minutes after rumor of her selection broke, a Wikipedia editor discovered something interesting. Yesterday, some 30 mostly favorable changes were made to Palin's Wikipedia biography. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Here are the facts of the case. Starting at 8:10 in the morning on Thursday, someone started making changes, lots of them, to Sarah Palin's page. The changes, all from a single source, included the addition of a quotation calling Palin a politician of eye-popping integrity. The edits diminished a reference to Palin's participation in a beauty pageant and minimized a section about a controversy over whether Palin used her influence to get her ex-brother-in-law fired. Wikipedia normally allows anyone to edit its pages, so long as the result is considered neutral. But in this case, Justin Deal, the editor, decided to blow the whistle.
24 hours before she became the nominee for Vice President of the United States on the Republican ticket, someone spent hours essentially rewriting the article in a way that I think comes across better in many ways, but in some cases much more favorable than it did just, 24 hours ago.
Since then, a Wikipedia administrator restricted who could alter her page.
I dug a little deeper, and that's when it, became clear that this account had only ever been used to make these significant changes to a single article on a single candidate. In Wikipedia, that's usually a pretty big red flag.
The person making the changes seems to know a great deal about Palin's life, including that her family sometimes woke up at 3 a.m. to hunt moose. But right now, not much is known about the identity of the person making the changes, except that they use a screen name Young Trig. Trig is the name of Palin's infant son, although Deal says he doesn't know what to make of that, and the McCain campaign did not return calls requesting comment about the changes.